Introducing Protean City's newest generation. These kids prove that with a little attitude, a lot of courage, and even more heart, you're never too young to be a hero. So get ready for action, because these kids are outstanding.
Hey, Alice. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm super excited about your character. Personally, I've wanted a fairy in this community for a very long time. So I'm super stoked. Can you tell us, please, about your wonderful little fairy friend?
Sure. So I'm playing the Outsider playbook, and my character is the wind that blows across the Grand Lake, carrying the warmth of spring, the seeds of tomorrow, and the promise of a brighter future. But they just go by promise, because you don't want to give people your whole name. It's kind of messy.
I genuinely need a t-shirt with that entire name, and it starts like big at the top and then gets smaller as it just goes down. God, it's so good. All right.
Thank you.
Awesome. And what is her appearance like?
Her appearance is pretty mutable. One of her abilities is radical shapeshifting, being that they are the wind, they can turn into wind, but they also like to turn into small forest animals and maybe plants sometimes. So when they take human form again, there's usually something left over from that, because assuming human guise is more of a adult fairy thing, so they're not totally mastered it yet.
So sometimes she might just have adorable bunny ears or like leaves for hair or something.
She might have bunny ears. She might have hair that's more literal feathers than figurative feathers. She might still have a tail. Who knows?
She's just always precious, perpetually adorable.
Oh, yeah. She's okay. The best.
Objectively.
And she knows it.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about her.
She's very excited and curious to be here. The mundane world is so much different from the fairy world that she came from. She got here accidentally. Sometimes you just walk the wrong way through a fairy circle, and then
it happens.
Police officer says, "Hey, random kid in the forest, you can't be there. Oh, you have powers. Let's bring you to Peacoy."
Mm-hmm.
And then Sage is like, "Hey, if I give you hot chocolate, will you not run away? And I'm not going to turn down hot chocolate. So as long as I get hot chocolate, I'm just not going to run away from Peacoy."
Sage is bribing you with hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's...
that's parenting 101.
That's her go-to move. I've listened to the podcast.
You know what? It unintentionally became her go-to move. I can't even argue with you. Awesome. And what kind of... we talked a little bit about her fae transmuting. What kind of other abilities does she have?
She can fly, and she's pretty tough, so she can take a hit. As long as it's not being hit by iron, she's usually fine afterwards. She also has fairy dust, which does... it does something. Whether it does what she wants it to do or not is anyone's guess.
So when she takes human form, is she human-sized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, she's very clearly a child. She might be more of the sprightly-sized child than most other humans. And if you ask them how old they are, they'll give you a blank stare. Like, humans and your obsession with measuring time.
Leap year, particularly confusing.
Oh, God.
Amazing. And are there any relationships or any other moves that you'd like to highlight about Promise?
I have a bunch of wonderful friends at Peacoy who are all great and who all definitely believe that I'm real and not some sort of weird cryptid, because I will sleep wherever I feel like.
Perfect.
Beds are for humans. My moves are pretty basic. Alien ways, the best of them and not so different after all, which is very much just me talking about how different this world is from the Fae. In different ways. Maybe someday the older fairies will be like, "All right, Promise has been up there long enough. We need to bring them back home. But for now, it seems like it's fine."
Okay. Yeah. And what keeps you here is literally hot chocolate and curiosity.
I have made a deal with Miss Sage.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I am provided hot chocolate, I will stay at Peacoy.
Wow. This is the easiest kid to keep track of. Love it. Amazing.
All right.
Thank you so much, Alice. I'm thrilled to hear this character.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Please join us for Outstanding. You'll be hearing more from us this coming week with more character features. Thanks.
Outstanding is emceed by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at Save the Turret. Promise is played by Alice Kira, who can be found on Twitter at Magical Girl Kira. Outstanding is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is edited by James Malloy and produced by Elsbeth Denman and James Malloy. Our introduction and credits were voiced by Peter DiGilio. You can find me on Twitter at Voice of Peter. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Follow us on Twitter at OutstandingPod.